podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Peterswood Park and the WPIL Baseball Quarterfinals. The WJPA Sports Network has a trio of games for you today. Two of them here in Peters Township, including Avella Fort Cherry Round 3, coming up in the 1A bracket. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant's our floor director here at Peters Township, along with Brandon Bennett on camera. Jacob Knister is our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Coming up later this afternoon, we switch to 2A, first with a 3-6 matchup. Chartiers Houston taking on Seton LaSalle at West Mifflin. Rusty Pettit will call that for us when we're done here. Then we'll take it back for the 4-5 game as Burgettstown takes on Greensburg Central Catholic. The WPIL 1A baseball bracket started with 12 teams, including first-round byes for number 1 Union, number 2 Eden Christian, number 4 Bishop Canavan, and the number 3 Rangers. First-round winners included number 5 Western Beaver, number 6 Avella, number 7 West Green, and number 8 Carmichael's. Today's Fort Cherry Avella game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. Coverage also brought to you by Bullpen Rustic Inn. Weekends rock at the Bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. We'll take a closer look at our quarterfinal matchup when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Two teams in our WPIL quarterfinals split their two-game in-season series middle of April. Tax day, Avella went to Polar Star Field and won 14-4. Ryan Huey started the game with a home run. Later on, the Rangers put up a six spot in the fourth. Take note of that. They went on to a 14-4 win. The next day at the Fort, the road team a winner. Fort Cherry put up a, or rather, Avella put up a six spot, breaking an 8-8 tie in the seventh. Six runs in the top of the seventh for the two teams to split their season series. Winning pitcher in game one, Ryan Huey, will pitch today. Winning pitcher in game two, Brian Wright, will pitch today. Both of these guys recognizing there is no tomorrow in WPIL baseball, at least not today. There's no tomorrow. You got to get through this round to have a shot at making the state tournament. Winners move to the semis, where you get a couple of chances if you need. Losers' season comes to an end here today. Take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Fort Cherry won the Section 1 title, 10-2 mark, two games better than a triumvirate at second place. Carmichael's 8-4, West Green 8-4, Avella 8-4, an unbreakable tie for second because one swept the other in all three matchups. The Avella Eagles are the visiting team. They had to play a first-round game and were winners to get here. They'll lead off pitcher Bryce Wright, followed by right fielder Chuck Rush and the shortstop Isaiah Braddock. Second baseman Brian Martos hits in the four spot, followed by left fielder Cole Jaroski and the center fielder Wesley Bertiani. Third baseman Hayden Gatewood in the seven spot, followed by the catcher Braden Fuller and the DH Cam Olam batting for first baseman Chase Maseko. Jason Fogg, the head coach of the Eagles. Again, top down for Avella. It's Wright, Rush, and Braddock on top. Martos, Jaroski, Bertiani in the middle. Gatewood, Fuller, Olam for Maseko on the bottom. Avella checking in at 10-5 overall on the year. Bob Sawhill's Fort Cherry Rangers in the home side dugout, first base dugout. They get the swamp beyond first base, but I guess both first basemen will have to deal with the little wet area there beyond the out-of-play protective fencing. Leadoff hitter is pitcher Ryan Huey, followed by the center fielder Blake Sweeter and the shortstop Matt Sieg. First baseman Colton Temple hits in the four spot, followed by third baseman Luke Sweeter and the second baseman Ben Damascal. Right fielder Landon Trinovsky in the seventh spot, followed by the DH Tyler Wolf batting for catcher Dylan Lewick, and the left fielder Ethan Folletto in the ninth spot for Bob Sawhill. For Cherry top down, it's Huey, Blake Sweeter, and Sieg on top, Temple, Luke Sweeter, and Damasco in the middle, Trinovsky, Wolf for Lewick, and Folletto on the bottom. Rangers 12-3 overall. Couple of other notes for you. Fort Cherry, winners of four of their last five. The loss in there came to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the number two seed in the 2A bracket. Their two section losses, we mentioned the Avella win 14-8 at Fort Cherry, and then a section loss to West Green a couple of days later, 8-7. After beating the Pioneers 8-3. For Avella, 3-2 down the stretch, lost their last section game to California. Would have been all alone in second place in the section with a win there, but lost there, and then lost to Bentworth on the 8th of May in an opportunity just to get on the field before the playoffs. Avella, a 5-3 winner over number 11 Springdale in the opening round. Section losses, the 14-4 setback to Fort Cherry, and then swept by Carmichael's 14-3 and 6-2, started the year off sweeping West Green, who ended up in that three-way tie. Avella with 3-1 and 2-1 wins. The Eagles won their first five games before the unbeaten showdown at Polar Star Field out in the Meadowcroft neighborhood of the Avella School District. Fort Cherry staying unbeaten, but that only lasted another 24 hours. Here's a look at what else is yet to come. There is one softball quarterfinal game today, and that is underway right over the hill to Peterswood Park softball facility. That is number 5, West Green, and number 4, Frazier. That quarterfinal winner will take on the number 1 seed Union, a winner over Jeff Morgan the other day. Carmichael's and Chartiers Houston both won their quarterfinals. They'll play Wednesday afternoon, a game that we're going to partner with greensports.net to bring you coverage of. That will be online only on Wednesday, and that is because the WPIO scheduling put both the Carmichael-Chartiers Houston game and the Cannon McMillan-Seneca Valley game at the exact same time. And so we're going to carry one on air and one online for you. Baseball quarterfinals in this 1A bracket. Our game is the first of the day, a 2 o'clock start for Cherry Novella. Our winner will get the winner of the next game here at Peterswood Park. That is number 2, Eden Christian, and number 7, West Green. Then just ahead of that, the other side of the bracket, number 4, Bishop Canavan, number 5, Western Beavers, start at Gateway, scheduled 4 o'clock start. And a 6 o'clock start at the Burkett Complex in Robinson Township, number 1, Union, and number 8, Carmichael's. So the Union Carmichael's winner, Bishop Canavan, Western Beaver winner, those two will meet in the semis. And our winner between Fort Cherry and Avella will take on the Eden Christian West Green winner. First pitch in today's game here at Peterswood Park. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Adam Caldwell will call balls and strikes. Todd Ventresca along the first baseline. Kurt Jessup taking over at along the third baseline for the PIAA. Fort Cherry Rangers wearing their cardinal red jerseys, lettered in white, the gray pants, gray caps with the red bills. The Eagles wearing their gray pants with the yellow gold jerseys, lettered in blue, trimmed in white. And Eagles with gray caps with blue bills. All the baseball quarterfinals today with one exception, and that is the 5A left half of the bracket. West Allegheny Shaler and Bethel Park Trinity both will play tomorrow, and their semifinal game will follow the next day. That is because the Shaler-South Fayette first-round game got suspended a day and backed up, and so the league moved the resultant games back a day as well. So the baseball committee a number of years ago decided that one way to make sure that a team couldn't ride just one horse to the WPIL championship game was to force back-to-back. First 2 years they did it, they took those first-round games and made them play the next day against a team that had a bye. Little bit uproar about that. So the solution was play your first round games and then play quarters and semis in back to back days to square that up. And so that's where we've been the last several years. Ryan Huey, the lefty, on the hill, working with Dylan Lewick behind the plate. Colton Temple at first, Ben Damasco at second, Luke Sweeter at third, and Matt Sieg at shortstop. Outfield, left to right, Ethan Folletto, Blake Sweeter, Landon Tarnowski. 300 feet, but about 20 feet tall in right and right center, clear over to the scoreboard. It's 350 straight away center, 315 at the foul pole in left. That fence at the 8-foot mark from the scoreboard over. Bryce Wright, the Eagles' leadoff batter, ready to step into the box. Umpire Caldwell says play ball, and first pitch from Huey misses wide, ball one. Great to have you along, WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com. And the Trib Live High School Sports Network, pitch missing just inside. Catcher Lewick barely moved, but pitch ruled inside. 2-0. That's going to be a strike. Just check with our floor director. You have enough from me and the other. You're very good. 2-1, fouled off. That pitch was coming in off the zone, and Wright started and couldn't stop in time and jammed him right on the hands. So 2-2 the count. As we move through the afternoon, we'll bring you what scores we can of other action. Here's the 2-2 curveball. That stays up and away to fill the count at 3-2. Corner infielders Temple and Sweeter are at the baseline. Payoff pitch, fouled off. That one's up into the trees. Jim? Nice crowd on both sides. These two teams from the county squaring off. Some on their lawn chairs out in the outfield. Great to have all of you listening in. Low bridge. 3-2 pitch is a walk. 7 pitch. First at bat for Bryce Wright. It works a walk. Chuck Rush comes to the plate now. Winning team scored 14 in the two matchups. Port Cherry 14-4 win, Avella 14-8. First pitch to Rush, grounded to short. Sieg will have only one play. Low throw to first, and it's not in time anyway. Infield single for Chuck Rush. Slow hit ball, got to the ground a third time. A long run for Sieg to get to it. And by the time he unleashed the throw, not nearly in time, so Avella to a good start. Last time on the field against Fort Cherry, they put up a 6-spot in that inning. It was the 7th of that game. Now 2-1, nobody out. Huey misses wide, ball one, and catcher Dylan Lewick going to run the ball back to the mound and have a little chat. Wright walked. 7-pitch at bat. Chuck Rush with a early at-bat base hit. Of course, there are pitch limitations. 105 pitches allowed in playoff competition. 100 pitch in a day limit during the regular season. Huey at the belt now as we get back to action. Pitch to Isaiah Braddock as a breaking ball. High for ball two. Right at second, Rush at first, Huey at the belt. Lefty looks over his left shoulder, comes home. Fastball misses inside, 3-0. That pitch was at best over the batter's box line, probably on the inside of that line. So now it's 3-0. Huey brings a pitch belt high on the outer edge for a called strike, 3-1. You know, one of the things that happens early in playoff games, umpire maybe you've never seen before, you got to find out what is and is not strikes. Caldwell strike zone appears to be tight in terms of the inside-outside stuff. 3-1, just down the outside edge, called strike two. Second batter with a full count. Braddock awaits. Huey delivers 3-2 in the dirt, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Just thinking. Bob Sawhill's going to the mound. Gonna take a trip. Walk, single, walk. Seven pitch, two pitch, six pitch. No, you do the math, that's 15 pitches. And Ryan Huey has not gotten an out yet. Later in our broadcast, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And now with the bases loaded and nobody out, second baseman Brian Martos steps to the plate. First pitch is a high breaking ball above the letters. Martos was the losing pitcher when Forcieri beat Avella. One-oh, swing and a miss. Ball just on the outer part of the plate. Ball and a strike. Huey works from the stretch. Pitch above the letters, 2-1. Avella looking for something big here in this top of the first inning. Try to jump out in front. Huey trying to find the measure. Two balls, one strike. Martos swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball, late swing, but Martos got enough of it to foul it off. Jaroski waits on deck. He'll bat next, barring the rarest of high school baseball plays, the triple play. 2-2, grounder to short. Coming off the field, it's Sieg. Flip to second for one, relay to first, double play. Well done by the middle infielders. Run scores, that's right, on the DP. Rush goes to third. Braddock out on the 6-4-3 twin killing. Two outs now. Cole Jaroski comes to the plate. Top of the first inning, Avella in front 1-0. Runners, just one runner now. Breaking ball drops in for a cold strike. Jaroski, good size. I joked here in the press box, Avella's baseball roster as big as their football roster, but of course, there's only co-op wrestling with Avella and boys basketball, and that roster's about that same size. It's everybody, every boy in the school. Pitch in for a called strike. Jaroski objected, and then he just turned around, and maybe that's the rarest of plays. He apologized to the home plate umpire. 0-2, check swing, went around, and that's going to end the inning. Bases loaded, one out, and Avella settles for one. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Avella 1, Forcieri coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Avella with a 1-0 lead. Bryce Wright loosening. Thin right-hander working with Braden Fuller behind the plate. Chase Maseko at first, Brian Martos at second, Hayton Gatewood at third, and Isaiah Braddock, the shortstop. Cole Jaroski in left, Wesley Berciani in center, and Chuck Rush is the right fielder. Ryan Huey will lead off. Huey homered in both games between these two. In fact, the first meeting of the year, he homered in the first inning at Polar Star Field, and I was at that game, and I have to tell you that that was my first time at Polar Star Field since I played there in 1978. I did drive by during COVID, but the gates were up. You couldn't get in. Huey takes a pitch down and in for ball one. Some of my weekend back roads jaunts took me out that direction and certainly enjoyed some of that, but ball stroke down the right field line, but hooking just foul. Huey hit that on the button about 260 feet down the line, but just a hair out in front of it. To think that Huey put a ball up by the railroad tracks at Polar Star Field, it's a impressive poke. And yes, the tracks still run through right field, and if you throw the ball from right to home, it goes downhill, significantly downhill. Pitch misses high to Huey. Two balls and a strike. I learned I was elevated when I played there as a sophomore. And we'll not get into how I learned. I just learned. Like, you got to aim a little differently when you play in right field and you're throwing to the cutoff man. Unless you have a 10-foot-tall cutoff man. 3-1 pitch. Huey takes that at the letters for a called strike. Count is full. Wright's 3-2 delivery. Huey pops it up left side, drifting toward the boundary and going to get just behind the third base bleacher deck here at Peterswood Park. Many places we go, we talk about the completely enclosed playing surface. That is not the case here. Another 3-2 pitch. Huey takes that high, and he draws a walk on 7 pitches.
Thank you.
So both leadoff batters working 7-pitch walks to get things started. Center fielder Blake Sweeter to follow.
Center fielder number 16, Blake Sweeter.
Maseko holding Huey at first. Short lead there. First pitch to Sweeter is a curveball for a called strike. That one starts high and tight, finishes low and away, and carves through a good part of the strike zone whilst over the plate. Huey cheating that lead out a little bit more and going. Pitch misses high. Throw is wide of the mark on the first base side. Stolen base for Huey. Catcher Fuller got a good pitch. It took him up out of the crouch receiving it, and then that throw tailed just a bit to the first base side. Martos
maybe not quite as quickly to the bag as he wanted to be. 1-1 the count. Breaking ball stays high from Bryce Wright. Winner of this game moves on to tomorrow's semifinals. Also going to clinch an opportunity to, not clinch. I shouldn't use that word. You don't clinch until you clinch, but you get a couple of opportunities to make states. Good fastball from Wright, swung on and missed. Top three teams in this 1A bracket advanced to the state tournament. So today's winners, if they win their semi, they clinch. If they lose their semi, they get the third-place state qualifier game with a chance to get in. 2-2 to the plate. That misses low and away for a ball. We talked about Huey trying to find the zone. Now it's Wright that's gone 3-2 on the first two batters of the game. Check the runner payoff pitch. Misses down low and away. Ball four. A six-pitch walk. And now two on and nobody out for the Rangers. Matt Sieg to the plate. You know, there's a lot of things you can say about this young man's accomplishments on playing surfaces, be that football field, a basketball court, the track. And the one that's always struck me when I first saw him play football as a freshman, I was told baseball's his best. One ball, no strikes. Huey back in safely on the pickoff attempt. Two on, nobody out for the Rangers. 1-0 pitch. Huey swings and misses. All in the inner half. Huey walked on seven. Sweeter walked on six pitches. Comes the 1-1 up and away for a ball, 2-1. Just an absolutely perfect afternoon. I guess if you're a fielder, you'd like to have a puffy cloud or two up there, a big high sky. They never talk about that in softball, but you hear that term in baseball all the time. Ball pop foul, that's up in the trees. Great crowd in the bleacher areas, both sides. Some folks out the right field line, beyond the fencing, seated. Abella fans along the left field line, and a bunch of folks in their lawn chairs. Some under tents all around the ballpark. Here's a 2-2, swing and a miss. Sieg down on strikes, first out of the inning. That'll bring up first baseman Colton Temple. Had a chance to see Temple in the Pony World Series not long ago. Now, left-handed basher. This is a power hitter. Takes a breaking ball high for ball one. They tell me they had to build a new garage door type building at Southview where he bashes the ball. Tapper, that's foul off his foot in the batter's box. Count even up at 1-1. Story is that he took batting practice day after day and just destroyed this garage door on this facility beyond the center field fence. I ask his dad, and I'll get to that story in a minute, a ball and a strike. Ball ripped on the ground. Second baseman Martos to Braddock for one. The relay to first. Double play. Both teams turn one in the first. We go to the bottom or to the top of the second. Your score, Avella 1, Fort Cherry nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw him Fredo Lynn. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
You could go weeks without seeing a high school ground ball double play. We've seen two in the first inning here today. Avella leading 1-0. The Eagles loaded the bases before Fort Cherry turned its twin killing. Fort Cherry had runners at first and second with one out when Avella ended the bottom of the first that way. Just a couple of historical notes. Avella's 5-3 win over Springdale to get to this game. The first playoff win for Avella since 2009, and just their second playoff win this century. Fort Cherry hasn't fared any better. Just one playoff win since the turn of the century, that a 6-3 first-round win against Bishop Canavan a dozen years ago. Batter is Bertciani. Takes a first pitch for a strike. Second pitch right at the knees for a called strike. A little delay there from home plate umpire Adam Caldwell. And I'm not sure whether he's verbalized the calls, but the hand motion has certainly been a little delayed. Pitch misses inside 2-1. Huey brings a fastball over the plate, fouled off well down the right field line. That one, somehow or other, that tree that's 80% air, that one, like a golf shot, hit hard and carry him back down to the fans. Count even up at 2-2. Huey's breaking ball misses low and away. I guess a baseball going into a tree more likely to hit something solid than a golf ball, but if the golf ball doesn't and bounces away like that, baseball's pretty likely. 3-2, ripped. 5-6 hole, base hit. Second hit of the game for the Avella Eagles through the first six batters. That'll bring up third baseman Hayden Gatewood.
Well, batting third baseman number 20, Hayden Gatewood.
Six pitch at bat there for Bertciani before smashing the single into left. Gatewood, the third baseman, stands up. Takes a first pitch. Denise for a called strike. Back pick throw that. Almost a little trouble there for Lewick. Just as home plate umpire Caldwell starts to go up with the right hand, he brought it forward. And Lewick's cocking to throw down to first base. Ball at the thighs, called strike two. And first time today, Ryan Huey has had a batter in an 0-2 hole. First of three games here at Peterswood Park. Fastball high and tight, 1-2 the count. Next game is in this 1A bracket. It's the 2-7 matchup. West Green, the 7 seed, to take on number 2 Eden Christian. Ball and two strikes. Pitch comes home. Wave and a miss. Batter is out. Runner going for second. They carry him, and the throw to second. not in time. Strikeout, wild pitch retires Gatewood. Second strikeout for Huey. Bertieni moves down to second base on that wild pitch. And now Braden Fuller, the catcher, comes to the plate. Runner at second and one down. Watched a lot of D1 softball over the weekend, and I have to tell you, the play made there by Lewick, I saw three outs on plays like that this weekend. Now, I probably saw 20 games or parts of maybe 40 games over the weekend, but wild pitches, ball caroms off the backstop, comes right back to the pitcher, and runners thrown out at second. Three different games this weekend. That time, Lewick didn't get a direct hard bounce, but took a shot at second. Huey's 1-0 to Fuller, fouled off. Just want to jump back in when I have a minute here, mention Colton Temple, who's the Fort Cherry first baseman. Chatted with his dad a little bit. His dad, Brian Temple. Ball stroked, but foul down the right field line. One of our sponsors on many of our sporting events, the Imperial Land Corporation. Brian Temple, an Avella alum, and his son, first baseman for Fort Cherry. And I asked him, any conflicts? He goes, nope. Fort Cherry today, so he'll go to the class reunions, but right now he's a Fort Cherry fan. Breaking ball stays up and away, dropped by Lewick. Boy, just did not squeeze that ball. And then the throw gets off the glove of third baseman Sweeter. Backed up by Sieg, the play to the plate, no good. Pass ball to move Bertieni to third. Error third to allow Bertieni to score. Avella in front now, 2-0. Just careless play by the Rangers. Two balls and two strikes to Braden Fuller. 2-0 for Avella. One out in the inning. Ball popped up foul. That's going to drift back out of play. Bertieni singled. When Gatewood was striking out on a pitch in the dirt, Bertieni took second. 2-2, hit in the air, straightaway center field. Blake Sweeter measures the line drive and hauls that in for the second out to bring up DH Cam Ulam. And then when the count went to 2-2 on Bertieni, pitch a little up and away, Lewick went up, and really the carom looked like he had started to close the glove, the mitt, before the ball got in it. It just popped off the closed mitt. And when he threw to third, Sweeter didn't catch what was a decent throw. Wasn't going to be in time, but he just didn't catch it. The ball rolled out to short left center field, and easily coming home to score was Bertieni. No balls and two strikes now on Cam Ulam. Loading up on the swing, but empty on that. No balls, two strikes. Huey winds and deals the 0-2, swing and a miss, side retired. A couple of strikeouts in the frame, but the Eagles add a run on one hit, an error, nobody left on. We played 1.5 at Sevilla 2, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. And we'll get to our break here momentarily. Those of you watching online, you're seeing a picture that is stuck where it is. So we'll,
Alex Perry.
All right, now let's go to the break. We're back here on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Harris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg.
Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Luke Sweeter, third baseman, will lead off the Fort Cherry second inning. 2-0, Avella out in front. Avella had lost five straight playoff games before the win against Springdale, trying to win two in a row. Fort Cherry, by the way, has lost its last five playoff games since beating Bishop Canavan there in that 2012 campaign. First pitch fouled off by Sweeter. Bryce Wright treated to a couple of runs with the help. Ground ball foul wide of first. Walk. Led to Fort Cherry's first run. Single wild pitch. Pass ball error led to the second. Ball pop foul. Maseko giving chase, looks to have room and can't find it in the sun, looking directly up into the sun. Kept the glove out to his side and open, never used it or the bare hand to shield. E3 on the play. And an extra length of life here in the batter's box for Luke Sweeter. O2, soft liner going to die in front of second baseman Martos. Gloves throws on to first to get the out, so the error doesn't hurt, except it costs another pitch. Second baseman Ben Damasco to bat now. Couple of walks, a strikeout, the ball ripped by Temple. That led to the double play, and then that soft liner by Sweeter. Damasco takes a called strike. Second game of the day here is West Green and Eden Christian in the 1A quarterfinals. Fastball high. We'll finish in the 2A bracket here. The 4-5 matchup, Burgettstown and Greensburg Central Catholic. Ball lifted foul and out of play down the right field line. So 1-2 the count. We'll have Chartiers Houston baseball against Seton LaSalle on WJPA AM during that West Green Eden game here. 1-2 misses in tight. We will certainly have the northwest part of the county covered here today with Fort Cherry, Avella, Burgettstown, and Chartiers Houston all on. Check swing. Home plate umpire Caldwell rings up Damasco. And I don't believe that was on the swing. I think he called that a strike. Get a look at the replay there, and boy, that's a strike. Drops right from the letters to waist high over the plate. Called strikeout is K number two, the pitcher. And then Trinovsky to bat now. Takes high and tight for ball one. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington. Trinovsky, big high fly ball. Bertciani reaches up and makes the grab to retire the side in center. Nobody on base, but an error on the Avella defense. We've played two. Your score, Avella 2, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Top of the third, top of the batting order for Avella. Bryce Wright, who scored the game's first run, stands in. First pitch swinging, pops it up in the infield. Second baseman Damascal looking toward first base to avoid staring right into the sun, but still battles it and makes the grab. One pitch, one out here in the top of the third inning. Chuck Rush to bat. Infield single, hit a slow tapper into the 5-6 area, the hole there for Matt Sieg to go get. And Sieg did that, but his throw not in time to get the out. First pitch misses low and away for a ball. Huey winds and deals. Fastball misses down and in, 2-0. Single runs in each of the first two innings for Avella. 2-0, beating the ground up the third baseline. Foul. 2-1 the count. At this point, Avella two runs on two hits. Guilty of an error, one left on. Avella no runs, no hits. Also an error and one left on. Breaking ball in for a called strike. That's the same finish as the Damascal strikeout. Ball from the letters to the waist. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove. Rush down on strikes. The fourth K for Huey. And after the leadoff hit by Bertciani in the second, that's five straight batters retired now by Huey and the Fort Cherry defense. Ranger defense, though, a little sloppy. Then it allowed Bertciani to go all the way around after a single, a wild pitch, a pass ball, and an E5. And the pass ball, E5, all ended up on the same pitch. Pitch in for a called strike on Braddock. Huey not realizing that Braddock wasn't back in the box and ready to go. Time granted. 0-1, this is outside, a ball and a strike. Come to 1-1, fastball at the letter, strike two. Good location. And chatted here in the press box, just a couple of notes. And about adjusting to what is and is not. Foul tip gets to the backstop just off the tip of the glove of catcher Lewick. And very simple and I think very, very consistent so far. Maybe one pitch out of what I'd say is consistent. And the work by Caldwell, if I'm a batter, I want him umpiring this with this strike zone. Line drive off the glove of Temple and into right field, a base hit for Isaiah Braddock. When that's a play, Temple playing Brian, at the baseline. And that's where he's been the whole time, so it's clear that that's where Fort Cherry wants to play their corner infielders for the most part. If Temple's back a little further, he has a little more chance to react to where that line drive is. That time just off the tip of his glove into right field. So Braddock aboard, Martos to the plate, takes pitch outside for a ball. Just to finish the thought on the strike zone, if I'm a batter, this is the strike zone I want. If I'm a pitcher, I want a little wider, but at least, you know, the consistency is what everybody wants, and we've had that. Little sinking liner, going to find the grass in left center. One hop played by Blake Sweeter. Back-to-back two-out hits for Braddock and Martos, and Cole Jaroski coming to the plate. Fourth hit of the game for Avella. All singles. 2-0 lead right now with two out in the top of the third. The base hit that went off of Temple's glove, you could have changed that with positioning. That ball, the base hit by Martos, there's really nothing you can do shy of playing, you know, Rover 10-man defense in like you do in softball. First pitch to Jaroski off the mark. Struck out swinging to end the first. Huey checks the runners. Long pause, comes home. Misses below the knees. Two on, two out for Avella here in the top of the third. Already up 2-0. Pretty efficient work in this inning early on, but now Huey starting to see the pitch count mount again. Fastball strike called, waist high inner half. Two balls and one strike. Percianni waits on deck, hoping to bat in this frame. Huey hoping to put it out of reach. Pitch goes to the backstop. Ball just not caught by Lewick. Ball was not in the dirt until after it hit the glove. Another pass ball allowed by Lewick. So runners at second and third. The danger here, Jaroski can deliver two with a base hit. Three balls, one strike. Pitch from Huey misses outside, and now it's a walk to load the bases. Third walk of the game allowed by the left-hander.
Center fielder number three, Wesley Percianni.
Boy, just go back to three batters. The line drive hit by Braddock could have ended the inning right there on like six pitches. But now the bases are loaded, and Wesley Percianni, who singled into left field on the ground between short and third. First pitch, curveball. That pitch started high in the middle of the plate and broke down and in and caught the zone, front corner. No balls and a strike to Percianni. Ball beating the ground, third baseman over. Sweeter sets and throws across the diamond to retire the side. The Eagles make two-out noise but do not score. No runs, two hits, three left on. We played two and a half. Avella 2, Forcheri nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
8-9-1 to bat up for the Rangers, trailing 2-0, batting in the bottom of the third. Score from across the hill, West Green softball leading Frazier 4-1, I believe. Word I got, 4-1. First pitch, misses low for a ball. Ball ripped, but foul, wide of third. Bob Sawhill still got the moves, jumping out of the way. That foul ball down into the corner. Somebody got to go get it. Can't leave a ball lay in play. Well, it's going to be Coach Bob going all the way down. Yeah, now the kid comes out. He's like, you know, Bob is 60-plus easily, and I know that I say that because I recognize I resemble that remark. Don't come out now. I went all the way down 250 feet to got it. Get it. Pitch misses low. Two balls and a strike. Tyler Wolf, the DH, batting for catcher Lewick. Ethan Folletto is on deck. Cherry does not have a base hit yet. Tapper to short. Braddock came and get the high hop. Good play there by Braddock. If he lets that ball get down, who knows? But he read it, made the jump quickly, and got to the ground ball for the first out. That'll bring up Folletto. Again, Bryce Wright was the winning pitcher in game two in the regular season series between the two. Of course, Ryan Huey was the winning pitcher in game one. And now we have no pitch. Wright started to go, and I don't think Folletto was ready, so he backed out, didn't get a time call. Wright stopped his delivery, and the advantage there with nobody on base, no harm, no foul, we play on. Pitch fouled off by Folletto for strike one. Interesting here in the last couple of batters, one for Avella, one for Fort Cherry. Now we've had that similar look. Pitcher's ready to go and a batter not quite. Ball skied in the infield. Shortstop Braddock calling for it, drifting back, and makes the grab with Jaroski breathing down his neck literally. Quickly, two outs against the Rangers, and we go back to the top of the order here in the bottom of the third with two out and nobody on. Ryan Huey to bat. Avella has scored two runs, left four other runners on base. Fort Cherry has had only two runners reach base, and one of them erased on a double play. Pitch to Huey, takes a breaking ball inside. Left-handed bat with power. Wright brings a curveball. Underneath it, popped up to Martos. And he makes the grab. Another soft contact, three bats here in this third inning. We've played three complete. Avella 2, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
WPIL baseball quarterfinal. Winners move on to tomorrow. Losers move on to summer ball. Top of the fourth inning. Bottom part of the batting order for the Avella Eagles.
Third baseman, number 20, Peyton Gatewood.
Hayden Gatewood will lead off. Takes the first pitch for his called strike. Catch in the inside front corner. Fastball in the dirt. 1-1 from Huey. Winner of this game takes the season series, but even more importantly, advances to the WPIL semifinals and will have two chances to extend into that third season, the state playoffs. Avella 4-3 against teams still active entering the day. Wins against Western Beaver, West Green twice, and Fort Cherry. Fly ball to center. Sweeter over in right center makes the grab. Great Gatewood retired. That'll bring up catcher Braden Fuller. Rangers 3 losses against teams still active. Obviously Fort Cherry and swept by Carmichael's. The Rangers are 5-3 against teams still in playoff action. Avella, obviously, first pitch to the plate. Soft liner, second baseman Damasco able to handle that. Second time Fuller has lined out today. He's 0-2. D.H. Cam Olam coming to the plate. The Rangers with a win against Avella, sweep of Carmichael's, a win against West Green, and a win against 2A number 6 Chartiers Houston. Those Bucks are getting set to play at West Mifflin. They'll take on the 3-seed Seton LaSalle. Losses to Avella, to West Green, both in section, and a loss on May 2nd to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the 2A number 2 seed. Ball and a strike now. The count on Cam Ulam. DH hits for first baseman Maseko. Huey's 1-1, misses below the knees, 2-1. The left-hander deals. 2-1 to the plate, comes inside for ball 3. 3 walks already allowed by Huey. Certainly don't want to walk the 9-hitter. Right down the middle. That was a, I'm not going to walk the 9-hitter, and he's not going to swing at a 3-1 pitch. And both of those were accurate so far. Payoff way outside. Huey didn't follow up the 3-1 nearly as solidly. And the walk takes us back to the top of the order. Bryce White to bat for the first time with somebody aboard. Led off the first and third innings. Four hits, 3 walks allowed so far by the Fort Cherry left-hander. 2-0, Avella in front. First pitch to right, hit in the air to left. Room for Folletto, but he's going to chase this one to the fence. Rounding third is Ulam. And Sieg gets the throw and unable to come home was Ulam. That ball went clear to the fence, but Ulam didn't have enough gas in the tank. Two out double by Wright. Chuck Rush comes to the plate now. Oh, and so far, Wright has been able, Huey has been able to not get burned by the walk to the nine hitter, but Chuck Rush trying to change that. Rush 1-for-2, infield single, his first time up. Curveball misses high. Bryce Wright not wasting any time on that at bat after the walk to Ulam. Jumped the first pitch and drove it over the head of Folletto. Ball popped up in the infield. First baseman Temple calling for it, makes the grab, and the side is retired. A two-out double and a walk. Two left on for Avella. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Avella 2-4, Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Blake Sweeter to lead off the Fort Cherry fourth inning. 2-3-4 hitters. It's a little anecdotal history note. Go back and research the 1979 Pirates. From about the 4th of July on, and look at how many times late innings rallies started in the two spot with Tim Foley leading off an inning. You'll be surprised. I just say that because Fort Cherry's in the two spot here in the fourth. High school ball, fourth inning qualifies as later innings anyway. Ball and a strike to Sweeter. Ball hit right back up the middle. Kind of a funky hop on second baseman Damasco. I don't know that he has a play anyway. Base hit for Blake Sweeter, first hit of the ball game.
Shortstop number 3, Matt.
And before any of you Avella fans jump on the announcer for jinxing and all of that, I do not believe in any of that stuff. So I just tell what I see. Leadoff single for Sweeter. Matt Sieg stands in now, struck out swinging his only at bat. Short lead at first. Sieg takes a pitch for a called strike, and boy, he's taking out, stepping out to take a practice swing, and the late call from Adam Caldwell. Head whips back around. Sweeter leads, 0-1 to the plate, breaking ball runs away. One ball, one strike to Matt Sieg. Fastball lifted foul and out of play. Well, that's one he wants back. Not going to see many fastballs in the strike zone from Ryan Huey. And just did not catch that one cleanly. Fouled it off. 1-2 the count now. Sweeter, a little better lead, not going. Ball fouled off. Another fastball. That one down around the knees. May have been strike 3, so good job to go after it. Foul it off. Chartiers, Houston, Seton, LaSalle at West Mifflin coming up on WJPA AM after we're done. Pick off, throw to first, gets away. That's going to roll clear over to the light pole, and for some reason, Sweeter stops at second. Well, that's where coach has got to help there, and I can't tell you if Bob Sawhill was calling Sweeter to come or not. An errant pickoff throw, second error of the game on Avella. But Sweeter really could be at third. That ball went clear down to the light pole that's 150 feet down the line. 1-2, Sieg takes it high. Two balls and two strikes now. Single up the middle for Sweeter, then an errant pickoff throw. Now two balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate. Breaking ball misses outside. Right just trying to clip that outside front corner, and that ball ran off the edge before getting there. Tough pitch to take, but Sieg obviously read that well. And now the 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four, two on, nobody out. Third walk of the game issued by Bryce Wright. Colton Temple comes to the plate now. Temple probably the hardest hit ball for the Rangers today. That sharp two-hopper to second baseman Matos that led to a double play that ended the first. Temple hits a tapper. Roller to first. Maseko dives to the bag, gets the out, and coming home is Sweeter. The throw to the plate, not in time. It got away. It kind of bounced to the plate, and taking third is Sieg. You want to talk about a productive out. Temple with the tapper to Maseko, and he's going to get an RBI because Sweeter never stopped, came all the way around and scored. And then with the throw to home, Sieg decided to go on to third. So fielder's choice there on the throw to the plate, on the mark or not, doesn't matter. I mean, it was a great play by Maseko to get the out. He just beat Temple to the bag. One out. Luke Sweeter stands in, takes a pitch high and tight for ball one. And now the tying run, 90 feet away, and Matt Sieg. And the infield back in the baselines at the corners. Pitch to Sweeter, called strike. It's 1-1. Middle infielders are up a couple of steps, but they are not really up. Sweeter beats it in the ground. Third baseman gloves. Gatewood's going to come home. And now Sieg going to get caught in a rundown. Throw 5-2-5. And now the pitcher going to get involved. Trying to track down Sieg, and he does. On the play, Sweeter goes to third. Matt Sieg, fastest guy on the field, but not fast enough to get out of that with a hopper to third. So the Rangers run themselves into a run. And ended up getting a run out of one, and pitcher Bryce Wright is shaken up. He got there to put the tag on Sieg and get the out. Again, 5-2-5-1 on the rundown. Sweeter all the way to second on the fielder's choice. Coach Jason Fogg came out to check on his pitcher, Bryce Wright. And now two out in the inning. And the batter now is Ben Damasco, but the Rangers just one out to work with here in the fourth. We play seven innings by regulation, extended by way of a tie score after seven, shortened to three or four innings by a 15-run margin. That is highly unlikely at this point now. Two outs to the bottom of the fourth. Shortened to five or six innings by a 10-run margin. Right at the belt, pitch to Damasco, misses high for a ball. A leadoff single and an errant pickoff throw had Sweeter at second base. Matt Sieg drew a walk on a 3-2 pitch. Temple with a Rowdy Tellez-type tapper to first. And the Maseko, the first baseman for Avella, came and got the ball and then stumbling and diving to get to the bag before Temple did to get the first out. But on the play, Sweeter came all the way around to score. And Matt Sieg went to third. So with one out and a runner at third, Luke Sweeter hit a chopper to third baseman Gatewood. Sieg started to come home, and then the throw realized he was in trouble, so he got in a rundown. Tapper up the third baseline. That's foul. Now they count one and two on Ben DeMaskell. Sieg got in the rundown and was eventually tagged out by pitcher Wright. On the rundown, Luke Sweeter went all the way up to second base, where he is now with two down. Wright's 1-2. DeMaskell takes it high. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and a runner at second. Avella up 2-1, trying to keep it that way. Pitch to DeMaskell. Hit into right field. Going to get down. Rounding third is Sweeter. Right fielder rush coming up. The throw not going to be nearly in time, and we are tied. Two out. RBI single for Ben DeMaskell. Two, two here in the bottom of the fourth. Landon Tranofsky to bat now. And just a note, statistically, both runs are earned in this inning. Tranofsky with a fly ball to left. Jaroski has room, makes the grab, and the side is retired, but not before the Rangers tie the game with two runs on two hits. There was an error and one left on. We've played four. Your score, Avella 2, Fort Cherry 2, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights, Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
We go to the top of the fifth, and everybody's ready to go with the exception of Blake Sweeter, the Fort Cherry center fielder. And and looks like... looks like Sweeter going to make his way. Sweeter, after scoring the first run of the game, there's one thing we could use here at the Peters Wood Park is a rest area facility in the home plate area, not 500 feet from here, and it's almost as far from the dugouts, and that's where Sweeter, and he came in the opening of the fence, and somebody met him with his glove. All right. We are ready to go. We are tied at two. Ryan Huey brings the first pitch to the plate to Isaiah Braddock. That misses down and in for ball one. Braddock been on base twice, a walk in the first, a single with two out in the third. The 1-0 from Huey, breaking ball skied. Sweeter gets on the run. A little trouble reading that initially, but able to go to his left, then reach up and make the grab on the line out. Well, they say the ball's going to find you, right? Sweeter able to track it down. Brian Martos comes to the plate. He's one for two today. Two out single in the third after grounding into a double play that brought the first run of the game home. Grounder in the 5-6 hole. Sieg gets over, gets in front of it, and then drops it. Throw would not have been in time anyway. Long run to get to the ball. Good work there by Sieg to get in front of it.
Number five, the left fielder, Cole Jaroski.
Get a look at that? No? Yes? No? No. Okay. We're going with the base hit. Infield single. Been a couple of those in that particular spot. Chuck Rush had one in the first. Curveball strike call to Cole Jaroski. 0 for 1 plus a walk. We did get thumbs up ruling from our floor director as well. Base hit there, so we'll go with that. Short lead at first. Tapper by Jaroski up the third base line. And mentioned this the other day. If you've not played the Diamond Sports, or if you have played and you've never done that, you have no idea how that feels. Beat the ball, hard swing, beat the ball right down on top of your foot. The ball's in two strikes to Jaroski. Seen a lot of pitches, struck out in the first, ended that first inning for Avella, then walked to load the bases with two out in the third. Martos to his lead. Ball skied to right. Chernofsky getting it measured, looking up into the sun, makes the catch. Two out.
How about center fielder, number three, Wesley Burciani.
Kudos to the Ranger fielders. How many times you see a game on television, be it professionals or major college, and sunny day like today, and you see these guys with their glasses either on the back of their head or up on top of the bill of their cap and doing absolutely nothing for them. Guys on the in center and in right, second base as well, all with the glasses and where they belong. Burciani takes ball one. Breaking ball gets blocked, and it comes up the third base line. Wild pitch moves Martos to second. Two balls, no strikes to Burciani. Singled in the second, grounded out to third to end the third inning, leaving the bases loaded. Martos at second represents the go-ahead run. 2-0 pitch in the dirt. And if you're four cherry, a walk here is certainly not the worst thing that could happen. Pioneers from West Green here earlier. Now the Eden Christian squad is in the house. Off-speed pitch in for a called strike. Huey took a little something off of it. Vella with activity in the bullpen as Isaiah Braddock is loosening. 3-1 drops right through the heart of the zone for a called strike. Burciani looking at that. Three balls, two strikes. Two out, top of the fifth in a 2-2 tie. Ryan Huey at the belt. The left-hander looks back, comes home. Payoff pitch inside, hits the batter Burciani on the left forearm. It was ball four one way or another, but because of the hit batter, it's a dead ball.
Third baseman number 20, Hayden Gatewood.
You know, you hear people say take one for the team. That was clearly ball four. The thing is, because it hit the batter, the runner has no chance to advance. If you get out of the way of that and the catcher doesn't catch it, you may end up with Martos at third. So Hayden Gatewood to bat now, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout in his two ABs. Good lead for both runners. Huey comes home, first pitch up and away. Last word we had from over the hill at the softball complex, West Green was leading Frazier 4-1 in the fourth. Now 4-2. Pitch misses outside 2-0. That is 4-2 West Green after five. Two on and two out for Avella in the top of the fifth here in a 2-2 tie. Runners to their leads. Huey to the plate. Fastball strike called. Our partnership with Green Sports stretched thin today. But, get everything covered. Fastball up above the letters. 3-1 now. And again, still with a base open to the seven-hitter Gatewood. A walk is not the worst thing that could happen for Fort Cherry. Obviously, Avella will take whatever extends the inning. 3-1 to the plate, way inside. That's ball four. That's four walks plus a hit batter. Base is loaded again after two outs in this inning. Happened in the third as well, and Bob Sawhill going to the mound. Two walks and a base hit in the first. The double play ground ball brought in the first run. A walk and struggles from the field. Wild pitch, pass ball, E5 brought in the second run. Then in the third after two outs, single walk loaded the bases. A ground out ended that threat. Walk and a double after two out in the fourth for Avella. Eagles unable to score. A one-out single, a two-out hit batter, and then a two-out walk. And now going to get a runner. Nate Rankin checks into the game. He'll run for Gatewood. And Gatewood is the third baseman, so Nate Rankin is a substitute in the game. Often called pinch runner, but he is a runner. He is in the game officially as a substitute, and therefore Gatewood is out of the game as a starter once. Braden Fuller is lined out twice, once to center, once to second. Rangers probably wanting to change up whatever their card was for this batter. He's hit the ball solidly twice. Pitch missing low from Huey. Following the game during our post-game show, we'll choose a player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Huey's 1-0. Misses high 2-0. Nowhere to put the eight hitter. Pretty simple coaching from Jason Fogg to his eight hitter, Braden Fuller. It better be very good. Pitch misses outside, ball three. Pitch up and away. So now 3-0 the count. And time granted to the batter, Fuller. Martos at third. Bertiani at second. The runner, Rankin, at first. And Huey going to try to dig deep and find a way to get out of this. 3-0 down the middle, called strike. little jump move there by Braden Fuller to try to influence the call. I have to tell you, as a former umpire, pitch framing and that jumping, that's not doing anything to my calling of the pitch. Now 3-1. Huey's pitch fouled off and the count goes full. Fuller behind that fastball. Challenge here for Huey now after walking Gatewood, after hitting Burciani, and then 3-0 to Fuller to come all the way back here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners to their leads. Line shot into left center field. The ball dies in the grass. 2 runs in. Fuller with the RBI single and the ball thrown away. A third run is in, and Fuller digging the third. Single, 2 RBI, E6 to score the third run and move Fuller all the way to third. That ball out into the grass in left center field. It dies there. And I'm going to go actually double because Fuller had second base. The throw was late. And you see there the run, the third run coming across, and that's going to be it for Huey. 2 outs and a runner at first, add a hit batter, add a walk, a 2-run double, and another error, the second error of the game on Fort Cherry to bring the third run of the inning. It's 5-2. Looks like Matt C. going to come on and pitch. Huey going to center field. And looks like Sweeter went to short. Six to one, 1-8, 8-6, it looks like. Huey just got in trouble with his inability to throw strikes, came all the way back, but on 3-2 got a fastball out over the plate, and Fuller took full advantage of it to double in two, and then the third run scored on an errant throw. Sieg trying to throw to second baseman Damasco, and that ball not caught. Originally, I'm ruling E6. I don't know that we got to look at the play there at second, But at that point, you just want to run the ball back in and leave it at second and third with 2 runs in, but the throw getting away. And on into third goes Fuller as Rankin, the runner, scored. So Huey gives way to Matt Sieg, comes on here in the top of the fifth with 2 out to try to put down the uprising. 4 2/3 innings pitched for Huey, charged with 5 runs, 4 earned, 7 hits. Here's the real rub. 4 walks, a hit batter, and struck out 4. 5-2 lead for Avella. The batter now is the 9-hitter, Cam Ulam. Runner at third, 2 outs. Pitch from Sieg misses low. Eagles scrambled in a couple of runs in the bottom of the fourth to get the game tied, and Avella answers right away. Sieg's pitch, strike called, evens the count at 1-1. And back up to the early part of this inning, fastball just away. After 1 out, Martos with a base hit. Jaroski flew out to right. And then the wheels came off the bus. 2-0 grounder Third baseman Sweeter to his left throws on the run in time to get the out and end the inning, but not before the Eagles score three times on two hits, including the two-run double from Braden Fuller, an error and a runner left on. We've played four and a half. Your score now, Avella 5, Fort Cherry 2 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Get an update from over the hill in the sixth inning now. West Green with a three-run uprising, leading Frazier now 7-2 in that 4-5 1A softball quarterfinal, the only softball game on the docket today. Here we go to the bottom of the fifth. Still time left, but Fort Cherry had really worked hard in the bottom of the fourth to get even. And Avella with that two-out hit with some help, the walk, the hit batter, and then after the double, the error to score the third run of the frame to push the margin to 5-2 Avella. First pitch to Tyler Wolf, swung on and missed. Bryce Wright looking for his second win of the year against the Rangers. Curveball, strike two. Just a statistical note, Ryan Huey, line complete, 4 2/3 innings, 5 runs, 3 of them earned. Pitch misses up and away for a ball. 7 hits, 4 walks, a hit batter, and 4 strikeouts. Ball and 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. Pitch up in the eyes, and Wolf chased it down on strikes. Third strikeout of the game for Wright. Now the 9-hitter Ethan Folletto coming to the plate. Folletto ready, so is Wright. Well, Folletto asking the home plate umpire for time, and Adam Caldwell didn't expect to see Wright moving. He wasn't actually calling time himself. Folletto takes a curveball high for ball one. Now catcher Fuller turning around asking where that was. Breaking ball catches the zone. 1-1 the count. Or Cherry, just 2 hits so far against Bryce Wright. Big wins in the first two meetings this year. Pitch misses high. Fort Cherry, a 14-4 victory. Scored 8 in the first 3 innings and then 6 runs in the fourth. Then in the rematch the next day, 8-8 tie going to the sixth. And a 6-run seventh inning for Avella. And don't look now, but the issue that drives coaches crazy, leading by 3, Folletto draws the walk in the 9 spot. Fourth walk allowed by Wright. Breaking ball in the dirt. Huey looks at it. Pitch caroms off the mitt and up the first base, third base side. Fuller tracks it down, but not before Folletto easily into second on a wild pitch. A little earlier, we saw Isaiah Braddock loosening for the Eagles. Ryan Huey, 0-for-1 plus a walk. 1-0, misses inside. Crowds the plate a little bit. Lunges the knees back out of the way of that inside pitch. Avella, three full rotations through the batting order. Ball stroked in the air to left down the line. Jaroski, a long run, and he's not going to get to it. The ball hits and hops over the fence. It's going to be a book rule double for Huey. Runner thinks he's scoring. He got to go back. It's not a home run. Oh, excuse me. Folletto was at second on the wild pitch, so he does score. My bad. I apologize. I'm the one that doesn't know what he's talking about. Folletto did exactly what he should do. Two bases on that ball bounding out of play. RBI double for Ryan Huey to make it 5-3. Oh, by the way, walk to the nine hitter. He scores. Batter is Blake Sweeter, on base twice today. Pitch in for a called strike. Sweeter takes that fastball down the outside edge. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. The Rangers with the tying run in the batter's box. Swing and a miss. Sweeter takes a big cut. Comes up empty. With Huey batting, left fielder Jaroski was shifted way over into left center, and then that fly ball to straight away left and deep. No chance for Jaroski to go get it. Fly ball down the right field line, but that's tailing foul. And now an 0-2 count on Blake Sweeter. The double for Huey, first extra base hit of the day for Fort Cherry. Couple of doubles in the game for Avella. Bryce Wright had one in the fourth. Fuller, the damaging one in the fifth. Tapper foul. Good job to wait on that pitch from Sweeter. Saw it was going to break down into the zone. Waited and able to tap it foul and stay alive. Five-three lead for Avella, the visiting team by seed numbers. Fastball high. Avella scored one in the first, one in the second. Fort Cherry tied it with two in the fourth. Avella back in front with three in the fifth. Fort Cherry has one here in the bottom of the fifth. Low bridge, 2-2 now. Sweeter able to duck underneath that pitch up and in. Walked in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Here's the 2-2. That misses. Oh, no, it doesn't. My apologies. That ball dropped down at the very end and into the zone for a called strike. Fourth strike out of the game, second in the inning. And now Matt Sieg to bat. Sieg 0-for-1. Plus a walk, got caught in a rundown on a ground ball, hit the third with only one out in the inning. Sieg takes a curveball for a called strike. Also an error in the field in that three-run Avella fifth inning that allowed the third run to score. 0-1 misses high. Two out and a runner at second. One ball, one strike to Matt Sieg. Ball skied to center. Bertciani, couple of steps to his left, makes the grab, side retired. Rangers get a run on one hit, leave a man aboard. We played five complete. Avella 5, Fort Cherry 3 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Update from the softball complex. Now it's Frazier with a run in the bottom of the sixth. West Green 7, Frazier 3. Commodores batting in the bottom of inning 6. West Green baseball coming up here at Peterswood Park, taking on number 2 seed Eden Christian. That game will be on greensports.net and NFHS. We're going to switch our coverage to West Mifflin. Rusty Pettit standing by. 2A baseball, 6-3 matchup, Chartiers Houston against Seton LaSalle. Then here on WJPA, we'll be back ahead of the 7 o'clock scheduled start. Again, 2A baseball, number 4 Burgettstown, number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic. We go to the 6th inning. Bryce Wright to lead it off for Avella. 1-for-2 today is the pitcher of record. Matt Sieg brings a fastball. That swung on and may have been fouled off in and out of the mitt of Lewick, the catcher. Wright walked and scored the game's first run. Doubled with two out in the fourth, batting here in the sixth. Tapper foul. And Sieg out in front, 0-2. Yeah, Novella, three times through the batting order through five innings. Fort Cherry, three batters into that third time through five innings. So six additional batters to the plate for the Eagles, and they lead by two. Breaking ball misses high, 2-2. Top of the sixth inning. Novella has never trailed. Comes the 2-2 from Sieg, skied in the infield. First baseman Temple coming a long way onto the mound, drops it. Got to be a play, I'm thinking, that the pitcher Sieg, he's a regular fielder. That's a ball he got to take. Colton Temple had to run a long way to get to that ball, and it hit probably 3 feet from the pitching rubber out of his glove. E3 is the third Fort Cherry error of the game. Open door for the Eagles now, an extra out. First pitch to Chuck Rush. Nice curveball for a called strike or for a swinging strike. Well, certainly has not been the cleanest of play for the Eagles, who have not played in 13 days coming into today. I'm sorry, for the Rangers. Fastball misses high. 1-1. Last game was the section finale against Jeff Morgan on May 7th. Rangers today, 3 charged errors. Fastball misses high, 2-1. In addition, a couple of pass balls. And the 4 walks issued by the starter, Huey. Swing and a miss. Again, a good curveball from Sieg running away from the batter, Rush. It's tough as high school players to stay crisp. I don't care what inner squad things, I don't care what scrimmage things you do. It's tough to stay sharp sitting for 2 weeks. And there's been talk in the baseball committee. How do you deal with that? How do you change that? Little flare into right center field. Long run for the right fielder, but head high catch made by Tranofsky. He will not throw back behind the runner. So get the out on the batter rush. Wright scrambles back to first base. Nice running play by Trinovsky. Isaiah Braddock comes to the plate now. 1-for-2 plus a walk. And I got to believe, I don't have pitch numbers, but I got to believe Braddock is going to see some time on the mound. Short lead for Wright at first. Pitch to Braddock is fisted foul up and out of play. First of three games here at Peterswood Park. Six Washington and Greene County teams in playoff action today. Runner on the go. Pitch outside. Lewick throws going into center field. Nicely backed up there by Sweeter, though. Stolen base for Wright. Putting the pressure on this Fort Cherry defense. 1-1 the count. Braddock, a two-out single in the third inning. His only hit of the day. Looked like Sieg was going to wind up for a minute. Right-hander steps off, comes set. Comes to the plate, 1-1, check swing. Yep, went too far. I think D1 college baseball rules use the face of the plate as that measuring stick there, but Braddock certainly offered at that pitch, whether he went across or not. Ball lifted foul, breaking ball hit out of play. And that has been major league rules of baseball determining factor for many years. Did the batter offer? And that question answered there by Braddock is yes. Fastball misses high, 2-2. I'm going to go back through the walks. Huey gave up four walks and a hit batter. Ball fouled off. And I count that two of the walks and the hit batter, those three all came around. So three of the five free bases came around to walk. The only runner that's reached base today because of an error is the runner at second, Wright. And Matt Sieg trying to keep him from coming around. 2-2 to the plate. Braddock takes high, ball three. Been quite a year to be Fort Cherry athlete with the baseball WPIL championship and state runner-up finish, the basketball playoff runs on the boys and girls side, the track WPIL team runner-up on the girls side. Braddock draws the walk, the first allowed by Sieg, and now Brian Martos comes to the plate with two on and one out. And the baseball team winning section championship. But looking for their first playoff win since 2012. Breaking ball, strike called. Martos, couple of hits today. Two out single in the third, one out single in the fifth. Scored the tie-breaking run in the fifth on the double by Fuller. Ground ball to short. A little trouble with the hop. The shortstop picks it up. Is going to get just the batter. Looked like Sweeter might have had a shot to get the runner at second, but elected to make sure. So right to third on the ground out. Braddock to second. And Martos out. That may have been two, but Sweeter didn't field it cleanly. But two on, two out. The batter now, Cole Jaroski. Line shot into center field. Going to get one in at least. Coming on the throw to the plate by Huey. Makes it just a one-run single. But there's another free base run that has scored. Jurowski with the RBI single, plates right, who reached on that infield pop-up that ended up dropping on the pitcher's mound. So back to a three-run lead. Braddock to third on the base hit, and Wesley Bertciani to the plate. He's been on base twice and scored both times. Pitch above the letters, ball one. Wright popped up to the pitcher's mound that was not caught by Colton Temple. Fastball down the outer half, strike called. And again, I'm going to go back. I mean, Sieg vacated the mound, but I mean, here's a guy to play shortstop. And that's a ball he's got to catch. But Temple came all the way from behind first base. A little soft roller to second, tough run for Damasco, but he'll throw on to Temple to get the out and end the inning, but not before the Eagles get a run back. One run, one hit, there was an error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Your score now, Avella 6, Fort Cherry 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth here on WJPA AM 1450, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. And for the last 20 or so, a little longer than that, online at WJPA.com. Partnership with Greensports.net and the NFHS Network. Fort Cherry finds itself down 6-3, have trailed most of the day. Avello scored a run in the top of the first, another in the second. Fort Cherry fought its way back even with two in the fourth, but that didn't last long. Top of the fifth, three runs across for the Eagles. Fort Cherry got one in the bottom of the fifth, but Avella got that back in the top of the sixth. That takes us to 6-3. Middle part of the order, Colton Temple screaming ground ball, but right at Brian Martos. One pitch, one out here in the sixth. Grounder to second. We'll bring up Luke Sweeter. Rangers just have not found the stroke in the batter's box. Three hits today. Singles for Sweeter and Damasco in the fourth. The double for Huey in the fifth. That's it. Pitch called, strike at the knees, outer edge of the plate. And Damasco standing, or rather Sweeter standing in the batter's box, shaking his head no. Off speed pitch at the letters called strike, outer half. Bryce Wright trying to be efficient here and at least get to the seventh. Fastball misses high. 6-3, Avella with the advantage. After not winning a playoff game for 15 years, the Avella Eagles trying to win two in a row. Flair down the right field line. That's going to drop in for a base hit for Sweeter, his first hit of the day.
Now batting second baseman number seven, Ben Damasco.
Damasco to bat now. Two out RBI single in the fourth. At the time, it tied the game at two apiece. Damasco also called out on strikes in the other at bat. Swings at the first pitch. Pop up. Very shallow center field. Bertciani comes in and makes the grab. Landon Trinovsky to bat now. He's flown out twice. Two out and a runner at first for Fort Cherry.
Landon Trinovsky.
Rangers are getting into dangerous territory now. Down three with four outs to work with. Right at the belt. Check of the runner. Trinovsky takes low and away for a ball. The pitch misses high from right, 2-0. Neither of these teams had won a playoff game in over a decade. Fort Cherry with a first-round bye to get here. Their last win came in 2012. Ball fouled off. That was ball three. Trinovsky fouls it off. Best center, prior to winning their first-round game, had not won a playoff game since 2009, a first-round win against Best Center. And had not won a game this century in the playoffs prior to that. Swing and a miss. Trinovsky now in a 2-2 count. Trying to extend the inning. And get Tyler Wolf to the plate here in the seventh. Avella leading Fort Cherry 6-3. 2-2 fouled off. That one comes to the backstop screen here at Peterswood Park. A lot of things happening in this township, the school district, the new high school, and all of that. We hear there are changes coming here. But Sweeter leads 2-2. Trinovsky hits a ground ball into the 3-4 hole. Diving attempt by Martos doesn't get there. And the tying run will come to the plate with two out in the sixth.
Now batting DH number 21.
Tyler Wolf to the plate. But I will tell you, with school district, municipal discussions about things happening at ball fields, I'm a little slow to pull the trigger on stories along those lines. Just back up a couple of days and see what happened in Washington, and you'll understand why I may be a little slow on pulling the trigger on that story. Wes Green has exploded in the top of the seventh, now leading Frazier 13-5. The five's about to beat the four, at least as long as they don't give up a similar explosion in the bottom of that inning. One ball, no strikes. The count to D.H. Tyler Wolf. Tying run at the plate. Pick off. And they have the runner, Sweeter. And he's caught in a rundown. Boy, he just took a huge lead and then broke to third to play back. And he out at second. And now we're going to get a little discussion. A tag out on Sweeter. And base umpire out to make sure that separates that. Football, that gets a flag, I'm just going to say. And the out at second, the Rangers with a runner picked off to end the inning. We go to the seventh. Your score, Avella 6, Fort Cherry 3 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening.
What do you got?
Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is lights and bites. A great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years.
the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Well, the sides separate after that rundown play, and I'm not sure exactly what Blake Sweeter was doing at second base. I mean, just took a walking lead. And then the rundown play went Wright, Martos, Gatewood, Braddock. Braddock then with the tag out. And then the little standover, the little intimidation move. Fortunately, teams separated and went their own ways. But we go to the top of the seventh inning. Hayden Gatewood takes the 1-0 pitch for a called strike from Matt Sieg. When we go to the bottom of the seventh, Avila will have at least a three-run lead. Bryce Wright has 10 pitches left to work with. Swing and a miss. Gatewood chases that. 1-2 the count. 7-8-9 due up for Avila. Looking for a little more breathing room. This guy's in the bottom part of the batting order. Well, I should just say everybody's been on base for Avila today at least once. But here in the bottom, Gatewood reached on a walk. His pinch runner scored in the fifth inning. Fuller with a two-run double in that fifth. And Ulam walked in the fourth. So all three have been on. But again, everybody has been on base at least once for Avila in this game. Curveball, strike three, looking. Gatewood retired. First strikeout for Matt Sieg, who's working in his third inning of relief. Batter now is the catcher, Braden Fuller. Fuller's double broke the 2-2 tie. It scored two runs directly, and then an error brought the third run across on that same play. Ball fouled off, out of play, beyond the fans gathered along the first base side. Sieg's 0-1 misses high. Get your scoring recap in the post game. One ground ball into right field. Base hit for Fuller, his second hit of the day. We'll bring up the designated hitter, Cam Ulam. And a runner, courtesy runner for the catcher. It's Eli Maidment.
Courtesy runner number two, Eli Maidment.
Pitcher and catcher entitled the courtesy runners. Anybody else gets a runner, that is a substitute. So Maidment on at first. Sieg from the belt. First pitch, breaking ball, strike called to Cam Ulam. Strikeout and a ground out in his two official at-bats today. Also a walk. Curveball stays high and tight. 1-1 the count. Coming up in a bit here on WJPA AM and online at WJPA.com. Chartiers Houston and Seton LaSalle to a baseball 6-3 matchup. Baseball, that game at West Mifflin, but the early game at West Mifflin is in no hurry. Montour and Latrobe, last we heard, were in the fourth. Pitch at the letters just above, says home plate umpire Adam Caldwell. And now 3-1 to the 9-hitter. Sieg's 3-1, misses way upstairs. And Ulam draws a walk. Second walk allowed by Sieg. And the sixth walk given by Fort Cherry pitchers to Avila batters today. Avila leading 6-3 and looking for more here in the top of the seventh. Bryce Wright has been on base three times. A hit, a walk, reached on an infield pop-up error. And he scored the sixth run. That pitch goes to the backstop. Late break from second, throw to third is not in time. Into third base goes Eli Maidment. Ulam, the DH, did not take second on that wild pitch. Fastball misses away, 2-0. Winner goes to the WPIL semifinals tomorrow. The loser season comes to an end. 2-0, sharp curveball for a called strike. Eagles in front with runners at the corners now with one out. Pitch in the dirt, blocked out in front on the backhand pick attempt by Lewick. And now 3-1. Avella coming into this game just 3-4 in their last seven games. Breaking ball misses low. That's ball four. Back-to-back walks after the base hit by Fuller. And now the bases are loaded with one out. Chuck Rush, the two-hitter coming up. And Avella swept in the regular season series by Carmichael's April 22nd and 23rd. Then beat Mapletown in California. Lost to California and Bentworth to close the regular season before beating Springdale 5-3 in the opening round of the playoffs. Pitch misses outside for a ball. And now it's Matt Sieg that can't get the measure. 1-0 to Rush, below the knees. And Sieg, with hand signals, asking umpire Caldwell where that pitch was, and it was clearly low. Two balls, no strikes to Rush. Tap foul. I mentioned this earlier. If I had to categorize the ball strikes, the strike zone today from home plate umpire Caldwell, it would be a hitter-friendly strike zone. But I can't tell you that it has not been a rulebook strike zone. It is no real issues whatsoever. Wave and a miss by Rush. Pitch in the dirt. And so Sieg has come back to get a called strike and a swinging strike to even the count at 2-2. Strike two, ball two, misses low. See kicking dirt at the pitching rubber. Payoff pitch. Throw to first. Nice try there, trying to get the runner walking off. Nowhere to go at first for Wright with only one out. Three balls, two strikes. Sieg set, comes home, pitch to Rush, strike three looking. Second called strike out of the inning for Matt Sieg, two outs now, and Isaiah Braddock comes to the plate. I mentioned that Wright has thrown, he's got about 10 pitches left today. Braddock was loosening earlier when the Rangers had Wright in trouble. First pitch to Braddock is fouled off, out of play. So we may yet see Isaiah Braddock on the mound. He's drawn a couple of walks, including one against Sieg back in that sixth inning. Curveball stays above the letters. 1-1 the count. Top of the sixth inning. 6-3 lead for Avella on Fort Cherry. Bases loaded and two out for the Eagles. That's Sieg trying to keep it right where it is. Fastball low. 2-1. Runners to their lead. Sieg to the belt. Comes home. 2-1 pitch. Hit on the ground. Shortstop. Sweeter will jog to the bag at second and get there ahead of Wright to end the inning. Eagles threaten but do not score. No runs a hit. Three left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Your score, Avella 6, Fort Cherry 3 on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go down to the bottom of the seventh and the bottom part of the Fort Cherry batting order to get it started. Rangers need three runs before three outs to try to extend this game. Final score from the softball complex. The West Green Pioneers knock off the fourth-seeded Fraser Commodores. And it will be West Green moving on to the Wednesday 1A softball semifinals to take on number one Union. Pioneers a 13-5 final score in their win against Fraser. Tyler Wolf 0 for 2 today, batting against Bryce Wright. First pitch fouled off, and that sticks in the chain link. It is about 8 feet in the air, wedged right here below the pipe. And it can't stay there. Going to need a bat, I figure, because it is jammed in there tight. There we go. Who threw that? Catcher or umpire? Umpire launched it. Good job, Bear, Mr. Caldwell. Probably want to throw that ball out of play, though, because I'm sure it's got a couple of lines in it. No balls and a strike. Wright misses high to Wolf. Challenge now, if you're Fort Cherry, you want to see good pitches, but you want to swing at good pitches as well. That pitch misses outside 2-1. You know, one of the challenges of hitting is to hit the hittable pitches, and you got to be ready. 2-1, ball skied to center. Percianni started in, now backpedals, struggles with it, reaches back behind his head and makes the catch. A little adventure, Lee Lacy type out in center field on that play. Now Percianni, though, I will tell you, has his sunglasses up on top of the bill of his cap. Though the angle of the sun should not have been a problem on that play. Ethan Folletto takes a pitch outside. The shadows are now running in the line that would be the second to third base baseline at this point. So that fly ball should not have been a sun problem for Percianni. 2-0 misses high to Folletto, now 3-0. And we've mentioned a couple of times about walking the nine-hitter. Wright's pitch misses high. It's a four-pitch walk to Folletto. Second time the nine-hitter has drawn a walk. That is the fifth walk of the ball game allowed by Bryce Wright. And I'd say that's going to be it. 105 pitches is the limit. Tyler Wolf saw several. I don't think he saw six pitches, but Jason Fogg going to make the move. We did see Isaiah Braddock loosening earlier, and Braddock will come on to pitch. And looks like Bryce Wright is going to take over at short. Wright can win. He cannot lose. 6 1/3 innings of work. Wright is charged with the three runs all earned. Allowed just five hits, but walked five in the game. Is responsible for Folletto at first base. Isaiah Braddock comes in. This is clearly a save situation. Fort Cherry has hit into one double play and run themselves into rundowns two other times to give away outs. They will be at the top of the order now with one out, needing three runs before the next two outs are accomplished. I get word from Wes Mifflin that game is, after five innings now, Montour and Latrobe. That was a 2 o'clock start. It will be hard-pressed for Chartiers, Houston, and Seton LaSalle to start anywhere close to 4:30. But when we're done here and they're ready to go, we'll pick that game up. And then when that game ends, we'll be back here for the Burgettstown Greensburg Central Catholic broadcast. Avella leading 6-3, but changing pitchers.
Now pitching for Avella, number 9, Isaiah Braddock.
And now
for the Rangers, center fielder,
Ryan
two,
Huey comes to the plate. Drove in the last Fort Cherry run that crossed the dish. At the time, that double made it a 5-3 ball game. Folletto on at first. Short lead there. Braddock comes to the plate. Huey beats it in the ground. Foul up the first baseline. Somehow avoided the swamp over there. There is one area that is just, standing water. PGA would let you clean and lift if a ball hit in there. It is in foul territory. About 8 feet, maybe so foul. Beyond the infield dirt. But you do not want to be running over your shoulder looking for a foul pop-up and step into that. Pitch misses low, a ball and a strike. But to be on schedule in the WPIL playoffs is, with this weather we've had, really pretty incredible. Folletto chase back. The only game out of schedule is that softball game that finished over the hill today. And that was out of sequence because of Frazier's prom and then bad weather. Huey lifts a foul out of play. Yeah. The game, I believe, originally scheduled was for Thursday, and Frazier's prom was Thursday. So it was changed to Friday, and then the lousy weather that we had Friday forced its postponement to today. Huey takes outside, evens the count at 2-2. Ranger season on the line. Down 3. Avella season obviously on the line, but they're on the plus side. Ground ball, tapper to the first baseman. Maseko rush race to the bag. Ball is handled on the flip to Braddock for the out. Pitchers fielding practice works off. Maseko came and got the little tapper. Retires Huey. 3-1 on the ground out. Folletto to second, but now two outs. And Blake Sweeter, the shortstop, comes to the plate. Braddock fires a fastball away. Ball one. Braddock, quick pause, comes to the plate. That's in the dirt, going to the backstop, and easily into third is Folletto. Oh, you often hear that run means nothing. It does mean something. It just shouldn't command the kind of attention that sometimes teams provide a fourth run when you're up by three. Pitch in the dirt, ball three to Sweeter. I mean, even if Folletto comes in and scores, you're still plus two with two outs. What you don't want to do is walk Blake Sweeter ahead of Matt Sieg. But now three balls and no strikes, and I'll be shocked if Sweeter swings at either of the next two pitches. First one down the middle for a called strike. Avella pitchers have walked five batters today. Here comes the 3-1. It's fouled off. That pitch out over the heart of the plate. Sweeter, green light on 3-1. And now a full count from Isaiah Braddock due to the plate. Tying run for Fort Cherry in the on-deck circle. Will they get that batter to the plate here in the seventh? Braddock winds and deals. 3-2. Stays high. Ball four. That ball just above the top of the strike zone. Sixth walk of the game. Allowed by Avella pitchers. The first given up by Braddock. And Sieg, who is... will tell you himself, has not had the kind of day that you want to have in the WPIL baseball playoffs, stands at the plate with a chance to change all of that. Fastball misses low and away, ball one. Six-3 Avella leads. Fort Cherry batting with two out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two runners aboard. Ball hit on the ground. Second baseman Martos to his left. Throws a little low, but handled there by Maseko, and the ball game is over. Matt Sieg grounds out to second. The Rangers leave two aboard. We'll get you a scoring recap and the player of the game. Avella Eagles win back-to-back playoff games for the first time this century and head on to the WPIL semifinals. Tomorrow, the Fort Cherry season comes to an end. Your final score, Avella 6, Fort Cherry 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back at Peterswood Park, where the 6 seed has knocked off the 3 seed. And moving on, Fort Cherry cannot overcome their struggles at the plate and their defensive issues this afternoon. And the Avella Eagles win back-to-back playoff games for the first time in the last 25-plus years. Had won only one game this century in the postseason, that in 2009, but beat the 11-seed Springdale and now the 3-seed Fort Cherry. And with the win, Avella moves on to the semifinals against the upcoming winner between Eden Christian and West Green. In addition, Avella will have a couple of chances to clinch a state playoff berth as well. Let's go back and recap the scoring for you. And I just need to check one more thing here. Let's recap the scoring. Top of the first, Avella starts walk, single walk, right, rush, and Braddock all aboard. Brian Martos grounded into a 6-4-3 double play that brought Bryce Wright home with the game's first run. Top of the second, Wesley Bertiani with a leadoff single. As Hayden Gatewood was striking out, pitch in the dirt, Gatewood's out on the swinging strikeout, but Bertiani goes to second on a wild pitch. And then a pass ball gets through the Fort Cherry catcher, Dylan Lewick, just outside pitch to Braden Fuller, and he just doesn't catch it cleanly. And on the play, Bertiani goes to third, and Lewick comes up throwing to third, and Luke Sweeter doesn't catch the throw, and Bertiani comes down around to score to make it 2-0. Stayed that way to the bottom of the fourth. Blake Sweeter led off with a single, went to second on an errant pickoff throw. Matt Sieg then walked, and a little tapper hit by Colton Temple that was a race to the bag. First baseman Maseko went and got the ball and then had to race to beat Temple to the bag. In doing so, he fell to the ground, got the tag on the base, but all the way around from second was Sweeter, and Sieg went to third on the throw to the plate to try to get Sweeter before Cherry got on the board. But then Sieg, with just one outs at third base, ground ball hit by Luke Sweeter to the third baseman, a rundown play retired Sieg. Sweeter ended up at second. Ben Damasco then with a two-out base hit to score Sweeter to tie the game at two. But that didn't last long. Top of the fifth, after one out, Brian Martos singled, went to second on a wild pitch. After a fly out to right, Bertianni was hit by a pitch, and then Gatewood was walked to load the bases. Braden Fuller on a 3-2 fastball doubled into left center field to drive in Martos and Bertianni, and the pinch runner for Gatewood went to third when the relay back to the infield trying to get Fuller out at second got away at second base. Rankin came around to score to make it 5-3 Avella. Forcheri got a run in the bottom of the fifth after one out. Ethan Folletto drew a walk, went to second on a wild pitch, and scored on Ryan Huey's book rule double, but that would be all that Forcheri would get on the day. Avella got that run back in the top of the sixth. Infield pop-up off the bat of Bryce Wright, not caught. Wright stole second after a fly out to right and a walk. Brian Martos grounded out. That advanced both runners, and Cole Jaroski with a base hit to score right to set our final score. Player of the game, totals, and pitching numbers. When we come back, your score, Avella 6, Forcheri 3. Player of the game coming your way, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our player of the game today, going to go with Avella catcher Braden Fuller. His two-run double broke a 2-2 tie in the top of the fifth, a lead that the Eagles would never give up and go on to the 6-3-1. Braden Fuller, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. Totals today, Avella 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 12 left on. Forcheri, 3 runs, 5 hits, guilty of 3 errors, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher is the Avella starter, Bryce Wright, 6 and a third innings, 3 runs, and all earned. Gave up 5 hits, walked 5. Isaiah Braddock with the save came on to get the final 2 outs and walked 1 in that save effort. The loss goes to the Forcheri starter, Ryan Huey, 4 2/3, charged with 5 runs, 3 earned. Gave up 7 hits, walked 4, hit a batter, and 3 of those 5 free bases came around to score. 4 strikeouts in the game for Ryan Huey. Matt Sieg worked the final 2 1/3 innings of work, charged with 1 unearned run, a couple of hits, and 3 walks while striking out 2. So it's on to the WPIL semifinals for Avella. They'll take on the winner of the upcoming game between West Green and Eden Christian. That's the 2-7 matchup. That game coming up on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. Coming up in a little bit here on WJPA AM, though not right away. Scheduled 4:30 start. They're not going to get there because of the length of the 2 o'clock game at West Mifflin. But coming up there, 2A baseball, Seton LaSalle and Chartiers Houston. Seton the 3 seed. Chartiers Houston is the 6 seed. Rusty Pettit is there, and we'll call that game for us. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. by Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. Coverage also brought to you by the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Weekends rock at the Bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. As I mentioned, our playoff coverage continues shortly in the 2A bracket with Chartiers Houston and Seton LaSalle at West Mifflin, with Rusty Pettit calling that game. We'll catch you right back here afterwards here at Peterswood Park as number 4 Burgettstown takes on number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic, also in that 2A bracket. Our thanks to athletic directors Tom Scarpone, head coach Bob Sawhill at the Fort, to Jason Fogg, who wears both hats at Avella, to Brian Geyer, Justin Powles, and the crew here at Peters Township. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett on camera, and our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us in the 1A baseball quarterfinals. Your score, Avella 6, Fort Cherry 3. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.